Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountainside.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever's happening, whatever is going on, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something, challenge your opportunity. We got an article you can read that either I or one of my Brain Trust members have written, or there's a podcast there from some interview that we've done over the last almost 15 years on the show that you can find there. There are also videos. We've got a nice little... accumulate a nice little library of videos, 3 minutes, nothing longer than about 3 minutes there. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, by the way, while you're there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Still just you and me. I want to continue to talk about innovation. And you know, one of the things about innovation that's pretty handy these days is that you don't have to be the only contributor to the innovation. And in the previous visit with Brian Matamore, you know, he and I talked about bringing in the ideas and the creativity of your people, right? Well, there's something else going on. You know, but when years ago, not that long ago, maybe 20, 30 years ago, if you had an idea that you needed some technical leverage with, you needed to put a little bit of an engine on it, well, the big companies were paying millions of dollars to have their own thing built for them. You and I didn't have that, right? But that's changed. All that's changed in the last 20 years, 30 years, since the PC. The PC is now 30 years old. The IBM PC is 30 years old this year. And so, and when you think about all the other things, look at all the technology that you and I've been using. I was using PageMaker to publish back in the late 80s. Think about that. And look at how far we've come. Look at the cloud. Look at all the capability that is out there that is available to you. You can take your own innovation strategy, your own innovation model, your own thinking about innovation. And absolutely, you need to bring in the ideas of your people. We talked about that earlier. But today, you can augment your innovation with the innovations of others that are available to you for some of it for free, right? You can take those platforms and create your own innovation, again, around whatever it takes to meet customer expectations. Folks, you're going to hear me. I've been talking about this for a while, but you're going to hear me talk about this until the cows come home. Customer expectations, the future of your success, the future of your world, depends on you meeting customer expectations. Their current customer expectations, not the ones that they had a year ago or even 6 months ago. And part of those innovations that are going to help meet their expectations have already been invented by someone else. And you have access to them. And here's another flash, my friends. Your customers may already be using those innovations. And they'll be glad to see you are using the same things. Now, what am I talking about? Okay, you probably figured out part of it is social media, right? If your customers like Twitter, if they like Facebook, if they like some of the other social media sites, platforms, then they're going to be glad to see you there. They're actually going to be impressed to see you there. Even if you don't use it very much, even if you don't, you know, even if you and your customers aren't really making all connections on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, they're still going to be impressed that you're there. But here's the big daddy of all platforms that's going to be a part of your future that should be in your thoughts all the time right now. And that's mobile. Because remember this, social media is a connecting platform, right? And all the other things that you can do, you know, advertising online, et cetera, all that is online, right? Well, but more and more, all of that is going to be done from the palm of someone's hand. My friend Chuck Martin calls it on the third screen, not the desktop screen, but your the smartphone. So when you think of innovation, when you're thinking of what can we do to meet our customers' expectations, and you think about, okay, we're gonna, as I said earlier, we're gonna look around and make sure that we're not doing anything internally to hold them back, that we're meeting their expectations for where the phone number is supposed to be on the statement, right, as I mentioned earlier, and how big it's supposed to be so they can find it. And we have a website, right? You got a website, you got a newsletter, you're publishing some content. But how much of your innovation is focused on that third screen, that tiny screen in the palm of someone's hand on their smartphone? Folks, this is the future. I can't stress this enough. The future of your relationships with customers, the future of even business to business customers, more and more you're going to be seen through the small screen, the third screen. So you got to be thinking about that. It's got to be part of every one of your innovation processes. Quick break, Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.